An Elastic Affair is a rarely discussed but intriguing footnote in the career of Alfred Hitchcock, a filmmaker renowned for his mastery of suspense and psychological drama. Produced in 1930 as part of a British International Pictures competition for young actors, the film is now considered lost. Unlike Hitchcock's better-known works, this short film was a lighthearted romantic comedy, showcasing a different side of his directorial talent during his early years in cinema. This is Land of the Lost, An Elastic Affair. The story of An Elastic Affair followed a comedic scenario involving two characters, played by Joan Barry and Cyril Butcher, competing in an amateur acting contest. The title referenced a rubber band, which played a humorous role in the plot's central misadventure. While the specifics of the narrative are largely speculative due to the film's lost status, it is remembered as a playful departure from Hitchcock's usual themes, focusing on whimsy rather than the tension and dread that defined his later career. As part of a showcase for emerging talent, An Elastic Affair was never intended for widespread theatrical release, which may partly explain its disappearance. The film was created as a vehicle for Barry and Butcher, who were winners of a talent competition held by the studio. Joan Barry would go on to work with Hitchcock again, most notably as the leading lady in Rich and Strange, 1931. Although An Elastic Affair was a minor work in Hitchcock's filmography, its loss represents a gap in understanding his early artistic development. The film likely served as an experimental space for him to explore comedic timing and character interactions, traits that would later surface in subtle ways, even within his darker films. Scholars and fans of Hitchcock's work have long expressed interest in uncovering more about this project, though no known copies of the film have been found. The fate of An Elastic Affair is emblematic of the precarious nature of early cinema, where countless films were lost due to the fragility of nitrate film stock and the lack of preservation practices. While it may not hold the weight of Hitchcock's iconic thrillers, the film's disappearance adds to the mystique of his career, leaving audiences to wonder how this brief comedic venture might have reflected or influenced his evolution as a director.